Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Fones Cliffs is a favorite roosting spot for migrating and local bald eagles. It was also once occupied by the Rappahannock tribe more than 400 years ago. Last year, it was sold to 5 New York investors for $12 million. The 964-acre site is slated for a championship golf course, restaurant, and bar, and more than 700 houses. In November, developers went in to clear about 10,000 square feet to start work on the golf course, which is allowed by county zoning. But clearing 13.5 acres requires state and local permits and erosion and stormwater controls. That didn't go unnoticed by neighbors, including Richard Moncure, a Tidal River steward for the Friends of the Rappahannock, who expressed concerns at a recent County Board of Supervisors meeting.
We had heard some activity, tractors, saw some smoke from some of the fires that were burning some of the trees.
The developers have an agreement with the environmentalists to stay in touch about work planned for the project.
They've told us that they are just working to get some of the initial steps of this project together, so we assumed that they were behind on their planning and certainly didn't anticipate that they would be breaking ground on this project at this stage.
Robert Smith is a Virginia attorney who represents the New York owners of Virginia True Corporation. He said clearing the acres, some close to the edge of the cliffs, was a misunderstanding by contractors.
We've got a bunch of engineers and architects and folks involved, but my understanding is that there's an exemption in the county for agricultural land. We wanted to get in there and clear a little bit. We thought that the county had given their consent.
County officials were shocked at what they saw. Concerned about erosion and sediment that could run into the river below, Environmental Compliance Agent Richard English issued a stop work order and contacted the State Department of Environmental Quality.
Essentially, they've bulldozed trees and excavated up tree roots. They've put in big brush piles. It's dirt land right now. They have some area that's been seeded with a little bit of straw out there, and that's how it sits today.
State and local environmental officials said developers never obtained permits or put up silt fencing or made any other effort to protect the river from runoff. Owner Howard Kleinhandler said a newly hired project manager would be visiting the site this week.
I can assure you that we plan on complying with everything as to the letter of the law, and if there was an oversight here with regard to the permitting process, I'm sure we're going to correct it.
Joseph McCauley with the Chesapeake Conservancy also spoke before the Board of Supervisors.
Well, we just remain extremely disappointed that the first actions by these developers were an unpermitted land clearing that has significant negative ramifications for bald eagles, for the Rappahannock Tribe, for our understanding of the Rappahannock Tribe, and for erosion from those cliffs into the Rappahannock River. These are three big negatives that we're very interested in seeing how the developers are going to react to and remediate.
State and local officials said they will not fine developers, preferring to work to get the site into compliance. The county is awaiting engineer reports that will determine whether developers violated the Chesapeake Bay Act. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.